It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's the segment that lives by the motto, age is something that doesn't matter unless you're cheese. It's a very wise but overweight segment that needs to use the bathroom pretty soon. Yeah. It's care or don't care. Which stories will my co-host care about today? We're going to find out, and let's just get to your first headline. A viral video star you all know needs your help.
Ooh.
Care or don't care?
I'm here to help.
I care.
Remember the classic David after the dentist video?
Oh, yeah.
Where dad has his 7-year-old son in the car after oral surgery and the kid's feeling a little bit strange after coming down from anesthesia when this conversation happened.
Is this real life?
Yeah, this is real life.
Okay, now I have two fingers.
Oh, buddy.
That was one of the first viral videos ever.
Right. Like, Dad and Charlie bit my finger.
Yeah.
Well, fast forward over a decade later, and David is now a 20-year-old college student at the University of Florida pursuing a degree in computer science.
It's pretty amazing computer science, though.
That is cool.
He did go viral.
That is cool.
And he needs money.
No.
What?
In order to pay for school.
Dude, turn that thing in an NFT and sell it.
Everyone needs money for school.
Yeah.
David.
Well, funny you should say that, Brooke, because David has decided he's going to sell his infamous viral video online as an NFT.
All right.
It's when you take a photo or a video and you turn it into like a digital art form, and only one person has access to it.
Right.
Anyway, it's expected to make tens of thousands of dollars once he sells it. And keep in mind, the Leave Britney Alone video recently sold as an NFT for $44,000.
That is good money.
Can we sell any of our videos?
Dude, yeah.
We're not viral enough yet.
And then the creator of the Nyan cat video, that sold for almost $600,000.
Oh. Dude, I want to know the rich people buying these. Like, who needs the David after tennis
how
video?
How often
so
are you watching that?
And how are you getting people to come over to your house and be like, man, look what
check
I just spent.
I just spent
$50,000 on this video. You got to see it. And they're like we don't want to see that anymore.
I memorized that video.
I've watched this 400 times for free.
Next time, just give me $50,000.
Yeah, right.
Let's see if you guys care about this one. I got a feeling that my host will care this one time. Wow. Care or don't care?
I don't care. He's trying to sell
it. I do. You put in some singing effort.
You're selling too hard.
I care.
Oh, it's a pity care.
Throw this guy a ball.
It's a pity care.
Yeah.
That's a
pity care. He's trying so hard.
Okay.
See, he doesn't even feel right.
It doesn't feel good, but...
You gotta do it.
I gotta do it now. If you ever wondered about the most popular karaoke songs, one of the main companies that tracks it just came out with a new list of the most popular karaoke songs in North America right now.
And you love this, Jeffrey, because you are the karaoke king.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So before we get into this, what's one song that you think definitely is in the top?
Karaoke.
Yeah.
Sweet Child of Mine.
I don't know. I always go Soarin' Flyin' from High School Musical. I feel like that's a personal record.
Sword
Flying?
Sword Flying?
How does it go?
Soarin' Flyin'. Oh, God, you guys are so old. I can't. Just go with the list.
Don't sing that at karaoke.
All right, well,
the listeners will know.
Let's find out if any of you are right.
If you know this song.
Number 6, Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's a fun one.
I can see why. It's an annoying song, but it's fun
and
karaoke.
And it's easy to sing.
Totally.
Number 5 is Shallow from the movie Star is Born.
Oh, I saw someone try to sing this, and it was, they thought they were Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Number 4 on the list is Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Oh, yeah.
You can only do it if you do it right.
I can't stand when people do the karaoke version.
It's never correct.
It's never good enough.
Yeah.
It's really complicated.
Yeah.
You cannot do it unless you really know the whole entire song.
Even then like they mumble through all that.
And then they laugh. They just think it's so funny that they don't know.
I said Galileo.
Yeah.
Number 3 and number 2 on this list are actually newer songs.
Okay.
A lot of those are old. These are newer. Any guesses?
Soarin' and Flyin' from...
Yes. Soarin'
Flyin'. Exactly. You know the song. You know it.
Anything Justin Bieber.
That's what
I would say Justin Bieber at the top.
Yeah. Oh, Despacito, maybe.
Yeah. Number 3 is Old Town Road by Lil Nas X.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Number 2 most popular karaoke song right now is Dance Monkey by Tones and I.
I love that song.
Do you have to do it in that like really high voice? And the number one karaoke song in the world right now is...
I
Brooke is like scowling at this song.
I mean,
why?
Because it's like, it's a good one. I always picture karaoke as adult time, and the last thing we need to be doing is bringing in the kids' bop, okay?
It's funny you say that, because I was going to say this is going to be my new go-to.
Okay, if Brooke's in the bar, definitely don't sing the song. You're going to get booed and get old vegetables thrown at you on stage.
Yeah. Alexa's like, this is for kids. That's why I want to sing it.
Yeah.
Let's move on to your next headline. What one barber did over 30 years ago is finally paying off.
Whoa.
And this is the only time I'm ever going to ask this.
What?
Hair or don't hair?
I hair.
I wasn't going to hair, but when you switched it, I have to
hair. I don't really hair. It's going to be.
It's finally paying off. Maybe you need to get in on something.
Got two hairs here.
Let's go.
A one-of-a-kind auction is making international news this morning. The opening bid is going to be $2,500 to buy six strands of hair from the late musical artist Kurt Cobain.
Whoa.
Wow.
So this was collected from a haircut that Kurt got in England back in 1989.
What? That is so creepy. Can you imagine being so famous that people are saving your hair strands from a haircut?
The barber who originally cut it sent it to an artist in Seattle. They held on to it for a while before selling it to one of the world's foremost historic hair collectors.
Wait, that is a thing.
That's a thing.
Whoa.
Dude, there's a historic hair collector.
What, you put historic at the beginning of that and suddenly it's not creepy? Because I don't think so.
The leader of all the creeps.
Yeah.
That person got the locks authenticated with proof of photos from the actual haircut.
Whoa.
So he's verified these are actually Kurt Cobain's hairs, and now they're going up for sale in auction. Who knows how much money they're going to sell for? It could be tens of thousands of dollars, somebody buying Kurt Cobain's hair.
I don't like that.
Yeah. I mean,
I still don't hurt.
Come on, if Michael B. Jordan's hair fell down, and
I
know you'd buy that. I'm still waiting for one of you guys to hit it big so I can cash in on all the hair and spit I've been collecting from each of you.
It's either that or you frame us for a crime. So you have options.
I've got you guys pinned. And finally, Jeff's joke of the day.
Care
or don't care?
Care.
What's the weird thing that washes up on really small beaches?
What?
Microwaves.
Uh-huh.
That's care or don't care. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.